If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment. Don't know who came up with this one. When did you realize that your friendship recession had started? Utwang American, guys. Now that December is here, social gatherings will be in full swing. But after a full year of adulting, have you ever looked around and realized that your social circle is getting smaller and smaller? So, you may be asking a question, friendship recession, what is that? Well, the friendship recession is a decline in the number of your close friends. People have in the United States and Canada, which began in the late 20th century. The term was coined by Daniel Cox, a representative of the American Enterprise Institute. And some reasons for the decline in friendships include losing contact with people. I'd love to lose contact to Khomutso. less tolerance for conflict. And yeah, we can also look at things like the impact that this has had on society. Me, not much. I think as you grow older, there's less friends.
Yeah.
My WhatsApp is not busy. Very quiet. That's why. That's why I'm joining these communities. But act now. What? At least they keep my phone vibrating.
I think for me personally, I started seeing maybe friendship recession about 6-8 years ago. Yeah. Mm. When you start being busy.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. The more I'm busy, the more I don't have majority of my friends and the people that I grew up with. And it's cool. It's okay. They are cool, man. So, yeah, I didn't feel bad. Because if that's the case, friends are like,
yeah.
It's not a span.
So, I've always told you guys that I'm a shy person, right?
Yeah.
So I've never had a lot of friends ever. I've never belonged to a group of friends about 10. I think even 5 is like a push. I'll have 2-3 friends. I'll have 1-2 friends. But I think the biggest impact, even with the small group that I have,
mm-hmm.
was COVID. Because we couldn't socialize as often as we used to, we fell into the habit of not socializing. So we didn't, even now, we don't meet as often as we did pre-COVID. So it feels like because of that, you know, year-long break, maybe 2 years of even being scared to go outside, I then didn't do social activities, even with the 2 or 3 friends that I had. So it's not necessarily a recession, but the social aspect of my friendships definitely has taken a dive.
Yeah, you know, I think now that, you know, Skumba mentioned, you know, how he doesn't, communicate with some of his friends, I think, Skumba, maybe you're also not aware, is the kind of job that we do. Because when friends want to hook up on weekends, where are you?
So spanning.
Yeah.
So we are all, I know with me, like on weekends when people want to hook up, I'm constantly on the road and they already know,
Mtata. Yeah, and when you come back, Sunday, because it's about resting. Because Monday, there's something else. There's something else that you need to do on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, Kaya wants you to be here and to be fresh and to deliver his plan. So why are we here yawning on air when we're supposed to be delivering great service? So Friday we are vital in Cape Town.
100%.
So in that way, your friendship obviously takes a knock.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
And not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. Yeah. There's no bad blood. There's nothing.
There's just no time.
There's no time, Joe.
Yeah. No time.
That's a good one. That's true. So when did you realize that the amount of close friends you had was getting less? Is life easier or more lonely without friends? Skumba, do not comment. Do you like having less friends? If you don't like having less friends, how do you feel about making a new friends as an adult? Kaya family, that's what we are talking about. Please holla at us.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment today. When did you realize that your friendship recession has started? I love this term, eh? Relationship, friendship recession. I might send to a new word.
Yeah.
But a recession. Okay. Yeah, we are. So we've got voice notes. Thank you, O Sheep.
Pomozo, you must do a colleague recession, like a friendship recession.
Thank you.
I mean, I went from being 100% of friendship, I'm selling a 5%, I'm bankrupt.
You know, sometimes, and it's not a bad thing when it and sometimes one feels bad when you cannot reconnect with your friends because of work.
Mm.
But at the same time, so land of it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've got a friend, right? And I call her a friend rightfully. But I haven't done anything with her over the last 5 years or so. But when we meet, we reconnect like we were together yesterday.
So when you guys meet, is it like an appointment? Or
no,
you happen to
accidental.
Bump into funeraling? Okay.
Accidental. It's always accidental.
Mm.
I haven't done anything deliberate with Zanele for, sure, maybe even 6-7 years.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, when we meet...
You have never been on the Girls' Weekend Away?
Not with her, no. I have done Girls' Weekend Away. Mm. But I haven't because she got busy at work.
Mm.
I got busy at work. Our schedules were clashing. She moved a bit away. She got married. So we, you know, had differences in dynamics and we just simply never really connected.
I do understand exactly where you're coming from because I also have a... like a crew of people in my life that we don't call each other, we don't do coffee, but when once we meet,
it's
this excitement. Do you know what I mean?
That's good time. Like I have a friend. There's a friend of mine, Umandla.
Mm.
I don't see Umandla often, but the thing, Umandla, I promise you, something's gonna happen on that night, yabo.
Like
something's gonna happen on that night, Master and Umandla.
Is it legal?
Yeah. I'm on buffet. Why are you questioning?
What's going to happen?
Why are you questioning?
No, but we are curious.
I never question anything you do, Nozanele. I never question anything you do with your friends. You guys want to are so interested.
Something is going to happen.
Something is going to happen.
So we are
curious. We're going to have fun.
Okay, is this a legal fun?
It's legal, obvious. Why would I do something illegal?
I don't know. I'm wanting to know.
What is legal? Let's start there.
Baba, if you don't know the difference between legal and illegal,
okay, you know the movie Hangover?
Yes.
E1.
Everything is illegal.
No, not E2, not E3. E1.
Yeah.
Where you wake up, you're like, okay.
Yeah, where am I?
What's happening?
How did I get here?
Like, Umandla will be.
Umandla,
like, if him, Umandla, Umson Peggy, Usakele, Upasan, Uvus, Utabis, Ubaba Mnanwam, Masasana C6. Punch 7. Are you in the right?
People that will never see heaven. I don't know how you have survived, but we survive on Pinch.
We survive a shame. Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. Because, wow.
So, is there no scene in that movie that you mentioned where one of the guys wakes up wearing e paint?
There is.
Yeah, there is. So you just gave me a dirty look when I said one of the characters there woke up one day wearing underwear.
I don't remember.
How can you remember your facial expression? No, you never remember. Makeup, yeah,
thank you.
Makeup is coming to your rescue. Yeah, I remember the scene.
Okay. Yes.
I forgot. I forget song. Walimpa.
The friendship recession, mine started around very kind of COVID. We had kids around those times.
Then
the friends started going out without you, without checking you. And when even they check you, you don't check your WhatsApp because of you are busy with the kids. Mm. And after you have a kid, you have another one. And life goes on. People get married, you're not invited. So when I got this status, see, oh, man, life.
I think, Mina, with me, it has always been the fact you would say I was never umunduama too many friends. I suppose as I grew older, I lost a lot of friends along the way. Purely because of I relocated, number one, when I started working. I was no longer in Gauteng. So it was kind of very difficult to actually keep friendships when you are not close to each other.
Yeah.
And when I come back for a visit, I need to have time with my family and whatnot. So I hardly had time. Not that sikabene about gotcha. Whatever.
Mina, I saw Gutsi, the recession has kicked in. When you pass by their house, when usually back then you'd not pass without now you just pass like nothing happened.
Never thought about that one, eh?
We do outgrow each other, guys. You know, it would be perfect for us to remain friends forever. But the reality is we actually outgrow each other. So even you trying to knock at a friend that you haven't seen for 5 years, it feels weird. It's like you're forcing something. It's like you are being phony by trying to now
I guess 5 years
sit
is a
down
long time.
For tea.
5 years is a long time to come knocking on my
eyeball.
And West, it's not like you are coming because we have been away. We are Lula Njalo. Why is often to
Adla
Fanda? No, thank you. Thank you so much for the voice notes. Keep them coming, everybody. Keep them coming. Come one, come all.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I'm 25, by the way, and I'm very much comfortable with quality over quantity. So in terms of making friends, I'm a bit closed off when it comes to that because I don't know ama motives womuntu kahle ukuthi ayini, and I really don't want to go through that. So I've kind of told myself to rather, instead of making more friends, let me nurture and give my attention to the ones that I have and build them. And, like, you know, create a community, little community for myself. And I think it's working very well. My closest friends and I hardly see each other. But when we see each other, just as Khobuto said, when we see each other, it is a jewel.
Hey, little big year, you know, it goes deep, you know. What happened on my side? I had this guy as a friend. We were friends when we were so 6 years. We went to school together, do everything together. Because what happened is, this guy, whenever I found a job, I found a job for him as well. Everything that we do it together. But one day it happens that I lost my job. He was not there for me. He even sell my girlfriend to one of his friends. So, you know, it's tough. I think for me, you know, hi, friends.
I honestly don't think Uguchi we become on friendship recession. I believe Uguchi we grow up and then we have other responsibilities, other things to do besides just chilling and being friends. We can always hook up on the socials or go WhatsApp or anything like that, but the friendship will always be there. And then forever, you realize Uguchi they were never really your friends.
So imagine Ntanga, girlfriend cherry for sale. I guess this guy says his friend sold his girlfriend to his...
Why are we laughing?
To his friend. I mean, yeah, it sounds bad. Like he's... And this guy used to help this dude.
Yeah.
When he was unemployed or when he got a job, he would hook up both of them. Mm. But when he was unemployed, the friend was gone. To make matters worse, this guy was like, okay...
I'm sad.
Spani. Spani.
That just shows you how horrific human beings are.
Yeah.
Vile.
Human
beings. Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomotso and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.